Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. The message this week I've entitled, Dealing with Tribulation. In John chapter 16, verse 33, Jesus gave these words to his disciples of that day, and the words are still applicable to us in our day. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. How do we deal with pain and anguish and disappointment in this life? We can whine and cry. We can act like babies and demand God give us all the good things that we want, instead of yielding to Him and allowing Him to use us. As I have read the biographies of the saints that have gone before, I have been aware of the suffering that they have encountered. And to me, it is the greatest testimony of the power of God unto salvation. As I have read of those who have suffered far more than I have suffered, probably far more than I will ever suffer, and yet they have done it with victory. There are those that are so focused upon having things their way and easy that they forget how Jesus suffered, and how the saints across the ages have suffered. One example that has always stood out in my mind was Stephen. Stephen was a godly man appointed to serve tables, wait on those that needed to be fed, probably did dishes or menial tasks, but in the process, he proclaimed the word of God to those around him. Anyone that would hear, he would preach and proclaim the power of God unto salvation. The result was he became a target of the ones who were the enemies of the cross. And they called him to account. I don't think Stephen was a foolish man. I don't think that he was an uninformed man. I think Stephen knew that by giving testimony the way he did, his life was in jeopardy. But he didn't count the things of this world as being those that were the most important. It was the things of eternity that really were important to him. And he was willing to sacrifice his life in order that he might be true to the faith. We are approaching Memorial Day. It's a time where we here in the United States and perhaps around the world and other countries as well, we pause to honor those who have died to defend their country. They sacrificed with their life. I'm going to cover this a little bit more tomorrow, but just a little peek ahead. Unfortunately, there are those who seem to give the idea that because they did great deeds, they were assured eternity. Again, it's not what we do that determines where we will spend eternity. It's what we have accepted. The thief on the cross, actually the thieves on the cross, were both going to die. Jesus was going to die. But there was one of those thieves that suddenly realized Jesus really was the Son of God. Jesus really was the one who he said he was. And he knew that he was going to die and eternity was stretching up before him. And he had a choice to make. And he chose God's way. And he spoke those words that ensured an eternity with his Lord. Lord, remember me today when you come into your kingdom. Bingo. That's all it took. Jesus gave him assurance that that day when all three died on the cross, one of those would spend eternity with him. One would spend eternity without him. How do we deal with tribulation in our life? We deal with it the way that thief on the cross dealt with it. Lord, remember me, for you have come into your kingdom. Jesus promises peace in the midst of the storms of life. He assures us that we are going to have tribulations. That's a given. And rather than asking that he would take us out of the tribulation, we need to ask that he would be with us as we face those unexpected tribulations of life. Be of good cheer. We serve a God who has come into the world in the form of Jesus, our Savior, and suffered and bled and died in order that we might be able to deal with tribulation. If you have not received Jesus as your personal Savior, I urge you right now, open your heart, be honest, ask the Lord to come into your heart, give you a new life. And if you already have that new life, share it with those around you. Be a giver of life to those who are suffering in the eternal death that begins in this life, but continues on through eternity. Oh, while there is time, share the good news. Heavenly Father, as we recognize that we have a responsibility, we have received so much from you, might we give just a portion of what you have given us to those around us. Let Jesus be seen in us by what we do as well as by what we say. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.